The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
My first guest tonight is an Emmy Award-winning actor and Saturday Night Live alum who created and stars in HBO's Barry.
An audition?
Hmm?
You?
Yeah.
Have an audition?
Yeah.
What, are they reading extras now?
No. That's so weird. Sally said the same thing.
What's the point?
It's a guy named, JT in a movie called Swim Instructors.
How many of these did you print?
It's just one. It's four scenes.
Holy moly. JT is on every page. That's a lot of lines, Barry.
Yeah, I think he's one of the leads.
No! You say, oh, we're just a bunch of swim instructors. That's the title. They can't cut that.
Please welcome Bill Hader.
Audience. Oh my God.
Nice audience. We decided to get you a nice one.
Thank you.
Because I've never had you on before.
No, this is my first time on the
first
show.
First time, so I wanted you to have a nice audience.
Oh, thanks,
there
buddy.
There you go.
Thank you.
And I like that you said that over there. You said it again. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
I kind of like the buddy.
Yeah,
like
I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I don't know. Everyone's like, no way.
Yeah.
You
we
got
also,
out.
We brought in a lot of people from Oklahoma.
You guys
for
got
you.
Out.
Yeah. One of the Barry. It gets great reviews. It's like 99% on Rotten Tomatoes or whatever. But I tell you, you want another good review?
What?
I think it's a perfect show. It's absolutely.
Thank you. Oh, wow.
I got dragged into the Barry world by my 17-year-old son, who said, "Dad, sit down. You should really see the show." And I've only seen season two. I haven't seen season one.
Oh, well, then you're. Does it make sense at all?
It does. He explains.
Oh, okay.
My son explains as we're going along, and it seems really true to me because I went to acting classes.
Yeah.
Everything in the I don't know what the life of an assassin is like.
Right.
But I do know what the life of an acting student is like.
Yeah.
And every word is absolutely perfect. Did you go to acting classes?
No, I went. Well, I went to Second City in LA, so I did like the Second City training, like improv training. But no, I never went to like. Real acting classes, so we had to like go to the acting class, and it was weird me being there. Like, I'm writing a thing about being an actor, so I just want to observe. And the actors are like, "You're on television, dummy," you know. And I'm like, "Yeah, but I'm not too good, you know." So
it just came natural.
It just came natural. I don't know. I mean, some people have it, and some people don't. And fortunately, I got a lot of it. So. Like a real dirt bag.
No, the situation of like the assassin who veteran assassin who becomes who goes into acting classes. How did that gestate in you? Where did that? It's an odd combination. You don't automatically go, "Oh, I'll watch that."
Yeah,
but,
right.
And sometimes it takes season two before your 17-year-old son to say you have to watch this. And you go, "Oh, I've been an idiot for not watching this." How did that come about?
Well, Alec Berg, who I do the show with, he and I just went and we sat down and started talking about ideas. And I was like, what if we did a show about it like a hitman, you know? And he was like, I hate hitmen. That's such a, like the guy with the skinny tie. He's like, there's more hitmen in movies and television than there are in real life. It's like dog catcher. Do you know what I mean? It's like not a thing. And like a dog catcher walks out. I'm like, hey, no. But it was like, it was not a real thing. So then he goes, I hate that idea. I go, no, but it'd be me. And he went, oh, that's funny. And then very quickly, we got on the idea that he'd be in an acting class. I have no idea how he came up with that, but we're like, and then he's in an acting class. We're like, great. And then we, and that was it. And then we went to HBO and they went, huh, okay. And we pitched it to them and they were like, all right, well, yeah, let's see how it happens.
And this is one of the few shows on HBO that isn't ending this week.
I know, it's true. I know, isn't that crazy? I know, they were like, I hope this is okay. We just want you to know you're going to be after Game of Thrones. And I was like, what? No, but no, we got like 2.5 million viewers when the Game of Thrones is our lead in. And yeah. I was like, I'd like to think that just 2.5 million people just decided to tune in on our third episode in season two. It has nothing to do with dragons.
You know, so eight seasons on Saturday Night Live. Do you miss the live shows at all?
No, not at all.
You don't miss the energy?
No, I got very nervous. I had bad anxiety. So I had real bad stage fright and never went away. And then Lorne Michaels tried to help me after season four. He went, you know, you can work here as long as you want. And that was his way of like, chill the f*** out.
And but it wasn't like, anxiety about success. Yeah.
No, total anxiety of just the red light comes on and I'm like, wait, what's my lines? You have like one shot at landing a thing,
yeah,
and it's in front of the whole nation, and you're just like, oh gosh, you know.
Yeah.
So then it got into a thing where I would get so nervous, I would start breaking and things like that. Yeah, which is lame.
Did it manifest itself physically, like aches or pains or?
Yeah, I would get very like, yeah, I would start to. I want to put my hand in front of my face. Isn't that weird?
Sure.
I want to put my hand in front of the face, and that's where the Stefan stuff came from. That's where that came from, because I was so nervous. I was like, I remember playing Julian Assange once, and I had a drink, and I just kept bringing it up like this. And Jenna, our stage manager, was at the camera going. And I was like. And I'm talking into a cup, and then the next Chris Kelly, the other stage manager, was like,
you're also known for your impressions, you know, of Al Pacino, Vincent Price.
Yeah.
Not everyone does a Vincent Price. Clint Eastwood.
No, real current stuff.
Sure. Yeah. Exactly.
The current, exactly. What the kids are
Myrna
listening
Lloyd.
To. Yeah. Myrna Lloyd, Herbert Marshall, you know.
You do James Mason.
I do James. Yeah, I did it in my audition.
Audition.
Yeah.
I actually have a James Mason.
Oh, what is
Very few people have a James Mason. Would you like?
What's your James?
My James Mason said, and we do have fun, don't we, Lo? And I'll buy you a new dress, and we'll have a party, and no more boys.
Yeah, that's the one. That's
we'll move.
We're trying to get into.
Thank you. I'm going to shoot you, Quilty.
Yeah, it's when he's painting her toenails.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
I told you before, no boys.
Yeah, yes, that's exactly.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did him in my audition, and it was him with an expired gift certificate for a dozen donuts.
Do you mind?
He's like, I would like to buy a dozen donuts with this gift certificate. And I'd also like your biggest bottle of Yoo-hoo. I'm sorry. I see. Well, how much are the donuts without the gift certificate? I see.
That was it.
So many levels.
Yeah.
So many levels
of sadness.
No acting classes.
No acting classes.
You're telling me no acting
classes. No acting classes.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.